The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? Unlike a car with its user's manual, we are born without instructions how to live. We experience life vicissitudes without a so-called user's manual. The Gita has been described as such a guide. These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda, which he has been delivering for more than 25 years. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 7, Jnana Vijnana Yoga, the yoga of knowledge and wisdom. And we have seen the reconfirmation of what we have learned through osmosis or from all other knowledge in this world about religion, that the God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. So we have seen the definition in the beginning that I am in everything. However, he said that not many people come to realize that. So he said, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gnanavan Mam Prapadyante. After striving and seeking for many lives, a Gnani, one who is really seeking that knowledge about his self, come to realize that self, realize his own self, that myself and all the selves in the world is one and the same, immutable, imperishable. We say, why then we don't realize this? If this is so, you know, profound truth that myself is part of that self, why don't I recognize it? And we have heard that kamehi taihi taihi aprut gnanaha. By this desire or that desire, that knowledge is looted away from us. So we are in pursuit of fulfilling our desires. We pursue a certain aspect of the reality and not the reality itself. In other words, our reality becomes the relative reality. Then we come to know the relative reality only. You know. So that relative reality now confuses me is the real reality. And then I am not seeking the real reality. So said, only the one who is steadfastly following the real reality, the Gnani, come to know that. And Bhagavan said that why once I fall into the trap of this real reality, it's difficult to come out, because whatever is your Shraddha, whatever you think is real, I make that faith even firmer in you. My own self once get convinced that this is the truth, it affirms my truth even more. They say there, so Devan Deva Yajo Yantehi. So one who is pursuing that relative reality called Deva, a limited aspect of the ultimate reality, they only find out that limited reality. But one who is seeking me, Madhbhakta, Yanti, Mam, but my devotees, my worshipper, in other words, one who identifies with the self and say, there is something inherently wrong in thinking that this relative reality is real. I must find out what is the real truth is. Just as Einstein tried to find out that there got to be an universal theory which can explain all these theories. There got to be one. Obviously, he couldn't find it, but he has complete faith in it. So the one who keeps striving for that, Bhagavan said, ultimately will come to know me. But because we lack that pure intellect, Bhagavan said, avyaktam vyaktim apannam manyate mam abuddhayaha. I, the unmanifest, because of the lack of your pure intellect about the reality, you come to the conclusion that it manifests as this world. As we have seen in the classical examples, that I see a ghost in the post. As far as I am fearful of the ghost, post seems as a ghost in a way, in its all reality. What created the post, the ghost out of post? My pre-existing fears of a ghost. If I never heard about a ghost, if I never was conditioned to be afraid of ghost, I will never be afraid of a ghost, and therefore I will never see a ghost in a post. But this is probably true for most Indians. Right from the childhood, we were made afraid of those things. A little guy, the kid is crying and says, Baba in Pakadi Jase. Right? The ghost, don't go there, in the dark, there is a ghost there. Because just for our convenience, we created fear in that child's mind. Don't go there in the dark. Don't do that. Now that preconditioned fear now make me see the ghost in the post. But if I was never told that the ghost is like that, I will never see a ghost. I'll always see the post. So this preconditioning of my mind and intellect make me see this world as manifest world, in the world of plurality, and never able to see the singularity. The very fact that I identify with this limited self as me creates a preconditioning for me to see this world as a world of plurality. The Bhagavan said, avyaktam vyaktim apannam manyate mam abuddhaya. Abuddhaya, whose buddhi of the pure self is looted away by these desires and attachment. Param bhavam ajanantaha mama avyayam anuttamam. He does not know the real nature of myself as being avyayam, immutable. It remains same. Therefore, he says that the manifestation never took place. When was that snake was created out of the rope? Never. Was the snake real when I was afraid of the snake in a rope? Very much real. But while I was afraid of the snake, was I ever aware of the rope's real reality of the rope? No. Why not? Out of my own ignorance. It's my ignorance which does not let me see the rope in a rope and creates a snake. This world of manifestation, I come to think that the Lord manifests as this world, this prakriti. And therefore I do not recognize his immutable anuttamam, and perfect nature. Now I see this world as imperfect. Why Bhagavan didn't do this? Why he did not create the world where I always make money in the stock market? Why the world was not created where economy is always booming and never a recession? Because we now have divided this world into something which we like and something which we don't. Bhagavan said, in reality, this is your perception. I never change myself from the perfect being. So therefore he said, those whose intellect is looted away by this desire or that desire, now see this world is imperfect. That the world has come to the manifestation, that God has come to the manifestation. Now obviously Swamiji takes a slightly different take and said, we'll say the Bhagavan came as Krishna. Now nobody else can be Bhagavan. Only Krishna came he manifested as Krishna. He manifested as Jesus. He manifested as this. No other can be. If Bhagavan is manifested as one thing, what about the rest of the universe? Swami says, we are all manifestation of the same reality. But, next question, na aham prakasaha sarvasya yoga maya samavrataha. I am not available for understanding to all. I am available to those who try to understand, but not to all. Why? Yoga maya samavrataha. They are under the spell of my divine maya. Now the maya obviously is the word we have discussed so many times, heard many times, is made up of yama, that which is not, but appears to be that, is maya. So maya is, we have seen the magician does the magic. We know that Statue of Liberty is still there and it's not disappeared, but I see it because David Copperfield makes me see it. So that's maya. I know it's an ignorance about how he does it creates this illusion, but I'm under the spell of the illusion, so I see that statue goes away. So he said, because of the beings are under the spell of this divine maya, because this world is nothing but my own manifestation, nothing but my own self, therefore even the illusion can be nothing but my own divine illusion. My yoga maya, and we have seen the maya has three gunas, that sattva, rajas and tamas. I said, mudo ayam na abhijanati loko mama ajam avyayam. One now under the spell of this maya, with this maya creates this disturbance in my mind. Disturbance in mind is nothing but the thoughts flowing in one direction, and then getting attached to that direction or the object and say, this is reality. That creates ignorance, avarana, the ignorance. This ignorance created by my own mind focusing in one narrow direction, let me not see the whole picture. As we have seen, heard the story about this, few blind men goes to find out the nature of an elephant, and each one only understands the one aspect of it. One says the leg, so he said the elephant is like a post. One hold the trunk and said elephant is like a big whatever, the hose pipe. One hold the ear and say elephant is only like an ear. And all of them are absolutely certain that they are right. And they can argue among themselves what is the nature of the elephant. Because none of them has the blessing of the sight to see the entire elephant. So Bhagavan says, mudo ayam na abhijanati loko mam ajam avyayam. The people who are deluded by this illusion of maya do not know that myself is ajam, I was never born, and never changed into anything. I, the singularity who pervades everywhere, never became this world of plurality. It is only your perception that I exist, the very thought that I exist as this limited being, creates this world of plurality. As long as I have this I-ness, the world has to exist as a second entity. So Bhagavan said, mudoyam, because of this agitations in the mind, which creates veiling, that it does not let me see what is right. We have seen in our daily life that anytime I'm attached to something, my son does something, I can't see his fault. But my neighbor's son does it, I know very clearly what's wrong he's doing. We cannot see what is wrong with us. So he said, we know that I see this world as the reality, and once I identify with myself, I create this world, and I tend to forget that the Lord never was born and never was mutated into this world. So Bhagavan says, Veda aham samatitani vartamanani cha Arjuna. Bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kaschana. I know all the beings of the past, present and future. But nobody knows me. As long as I consider myself as a being, obviously I do not know the God. That's given. You know. As long as the duality exists, I know God. The statement itself is a contradiction in itself. So Bhagavan said that as long as this ego exists as its own entity, it cannot see God. The intellect is part of my ego, part of my thinking entity. That thinking entity, ego is embedded in it as a permanent fixture. Through that thinking entity, I'm trying to find the nature of God. And therefore I come to the conclusion that he takes birth and he dies. Or he takes birth, he mutate. Si mudo ayam na janati. But I know them all. I as the waker can tell the dreamer me. That I know all the incarnation of me in my dream. You know, I know all the beings in my dream. All the people ever came in my dream. I as the waker can tell the dreamer me, that look, you do not know me, but I know you and all the beings in the dream, in the past, present and future. Because I am the illuminer of my dream. Because I exist, my dreams exist. My consciousness makes my dream real. Dreamer me does not know that. Dreamer me only knows him in the dream. But me, the waker, now know that I in the yesterday's dream is the same as the dream before. So I, as the knower of my dreams, can say, I know all the beings in my dream, but none in the dream know me as the waker, because my waking world is not available to them. But for me as the waker has a glimpse in all my dreams, so I can say I know them all. Therefore going to Veda aham samatitani vartmani cha Arjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani. All the beings in the past, present and future, they are none other than my own self. Therefore, I know them all. But you, the conditioned self as the ego, as long as you are bound by your ego, will never know me. And therefore, no one ever knows me. In the last verse, we have said, why is that? Ichha dvesa samuthena dvandva mohena bharata sarvabhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. At the very birth, you are deluded by this ichcha and dvesha, the likes and dislike, you know, desire and aversion. Even a baby, when it is born, likes some certain condition and doesn't like certain condition. The condition it likes, it will be comfortable. When it is not comfortable, it start crying. You know? Because things are not right. Somebody come and fix it. I can do it myself. You know? So right from the birth, we divide this world into the world which I like, the world which I do not like. So now the question is, why right from the birth Bhagavan created this? Swami says, no, not Bhagavan created it. You yourself did it. Why I have an architectural firm? Because I went to architecture school. Not that my parents said, look, forget about this, just start an architectural firm. No. I put all my efforts from my teenage years to go to architecture school and get the architectural degree and then did all that. So now what is my desire? I need to have my own architecture firm. If somebody says, Neil, had you never done that, of course I wouldn't be affected by this declining economy and this housing collapse and commercial real estate falling. I should have been in healthcare. But it's me who created this. Why did I take the birth? Because of my desires. My desire to fulfill my unfulfilled vasanas decided that if I have this type of body, this type of mind, and this type of intellect, I can do it. Let me buy a car which can take me over the dusty roads and whatever. So that's why I want the Jeep Cherokee, you know, or whatever. Not the, you know, Mini Honda. Because my desire to go on those rugged roads, or in Africa, when we go, Jeep was the only thing which took me to some of my sites on the, through the, you know, jungle, what are the rural areas? There were no roads. Only thing goes, well, a Jeep or some four-wheel drive vehicle only can go. I decided to go to those jungles and go to those rural sites, and therefore I said, your normal, your Mazda 313 will not work. I need Jeep. So my desires came to a conclusion that this type of body, this type of mind, this type of intellect will only be conducive for me. So I have a custom-made house, which I call now me. So at the time of birth, I already have a pre-existing vasanas, which is old. Now obviously those of you who have never grew up with the reincarnation may be difficult. But we know that this body is something which I ordered. And this is the only thing I could afford. I wanted to be 6.5 feet tall. And probably had all the power in the world. But Bhagavan said, your karmas, I tallied up all the balance. And you can have this. I tell this joke all the time. That all religion says that Bhagavan is all compassionate and equal to everybody. Then why I am short and you are tall? I said it's very simple. Bhagavan had a limited, you know, budget for each individual. And then he has to use these parts to buy all these parts within that budget. So the body has, you know, the muscles are as value such, and then the, you know, fat has a certain value and the blood a certain value, and the brain is the most expensive part. Now you can tell why I'm short. So Bhagavan said, that's the budget you have. Yes. That's all I can do. So, Ichha Dvesha Samuthena Dvandva Mohena Bharata. Because of my desire and aversion. If you don't have a desire and aversion, the world is homogeneous. But because I like and dislike, right from the birth, I divide this world into two. The world of my liking and world of my disliking. So my entire life, what I'm trying to do is achieving what I like and avoid which I don't like. So we constantly, what is Bernanke or whoever the Fed chairman does, constantly try to make sure that the economy is propped up and no recession. But we know, who had gone through several recessions, that that's not possible. Whether it's a, the previous guy who was considered a genius at the time and now not considered a genius, or the current guy who considers genius now will not be considered a genius afterward. It's just not possible. But I, in my delusion, think that my pursuit will keep the world of my disliking away from me and keep the world of my liking with me. Sarva bhutani, there is not a single being who is exception to this. Because if that's an exception, he is not a being. Sammoham sargayanti, right from the birth. It's not that somebody conditioned me. I was already conditioned to see myself as an island in this universe, as me, and the world as something else. As long as Bhagavan says this duality exists, I see the world as the manifestation and therefore cannot realize the true nature of the Bhagavan. So with that, we'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.